Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Broadcasting from the Wooden River Resort and Casinos
Studio.
Right here at 1326 Market Street. Today, the 9th of January, 7:05 in the morning, news is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and a big happy birthday day after to David.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear David.
Hey, now, wait a minute.
Happy birthday.
We just found that out this morning, and I said, why was it about David Bowie? And so here, I didn't know this, but going online, I was seeing his pictures a lot about what he meant in his legacy. Two very famous people born on your day.
Yeah, as a kid, I was like, 2 years in a row, I noticed Elvis on my birthday all day. You know, they would play Elvis movies.
Well, they were doing it yesterday because it was Elvis Presley's 90th birthday if he had been alive.
Really?
And so I share a birthday with Elvis and David Bowie.
Whoa. Oh, man, too great.
Oh, no, they share it with
two
you.
Two iconics.
They share it with you, buddy. Okay.
And it's National Law Enforcement Appreciation
Day. Oh, yeah. Yesterday we had Reagan Ortega on, Captain Reagan Ortega. And that was first time I think we actually sat across from her.
It is.
And it was
nice
to see, you know, she has taken Ron Isley's place, administration. And it was just great to see her, this woman who was just striking in her uniform, so well informed, has been in law enforcement, and her husband is down in Red Bluff, and her children are, and her sister was, and it was just nice to
hear. They're all in law enforcement, except the twin boys who are in the Air Force.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have
a service-oriented family.
Yeah, we have good people here. Like I said, when you feel like you can approach people and kind of know them, and it's not just a stranger, we're very blessed. All right, so guess what we've got today. This is the warmest day of the week, 67 degrees. It's sunny today with our overnight lows of 43. So if you're going to be going outside and hiking, there is a slight breeze. It looks like we've got right now about 6 miles. Per hour, but there could be exactly gust up to 22. So if you heard, like, I can always tell in the morning when I get up and I hear my chimes, it's a little windy outside. So, gust up to 22, but 67, 43 tonight. Tomorrow, we drop about 10 degrees, so it's going to be about 58. That would be the highest temperature of the day. Overnight lows of 41, and it looks like winds will be dying down tomorrow, according to this forecast. Sunday and Saturday, 58, 59, so we've got these beautiful, cool. Last night when we came outside, we were at a special night with some friends, and when we came outside, I was like, balmy. It was beautiful. It's like, oh my God, the stars are out. It's balmy. Isn't this beautiful? Great nighttime walking weather.
It was. And last night was our dinner club, and there were 8 of us, and it was soup night.
Yeah.
And so we all, each couple brought a soup in. I brought pozole.
You made the whole thing.
I made the whole thing. That's right.
You shop for it. You made it. That's your baby.
It's one of those things I can make. Lori brought clam chowder. That was just some of the best
clam chowder I've ever had.
Beef barley soup with Pam. That was made with like filet. And I mean, it was, whoa, that was good. And then Judy brought this. It's a recipe, from India that had, you know, vegetables and chicken but it had a curry base that was just great. And here's the thing, though. You eat 4 bowls of soup, and they weren't big bowls. 1 big bowl, 3 small bowls.
Mm-hmm.
When you're finished with it, I was full.
Oh my God, boy, was I full. Yeah.
And then to have, what is that, banana? What is that? That dessert? Bananas Foster.
Bananas Foster.
I couldn't even eat it.
All of the, you know, this all started off with abalone. And the Goins,
many years ago,
and the Goins would go, and they would send out something called abalone alert, and that meant that they would be successful. And at that point, you know, of course, I don't know, this is like 10, maybe 15 years ago, and they could go to somewhere on the coast, and they would be at a Fort Bragg area, I think.
Rock picking.
Yeah,
Fort.
And they would climb off the rocks. And then all of that changed.
The food supply went away. The abalone has been, you can't harvest abalone. And it's been years. It's been years now. Gosh. But so we just substituted.
So there's a group of us that just still get together and we create, like, what are we going to do? And we'll sit together and bid on a dinner. I think that's the next thing. We bid on a dinner at an event. And somebody will say, we've got lobster night, or we have... coming up, we're going to do a, you know, Italian theme, and we switch houses around. So it's really nice because then you get a chance to really visit with people outside of an event. We talked about a lot of things. Now, before that, I had gone to the Women's Auxiliary meeting, which I'm a part of,
women's
for the rodeo.
Yeah.
Right. So there's two things. There's a women's rodeo, and there's a women's auxiliary rodeo. And the women's auxiliary rodeo supports the men's rodeo, but it's our group that puts on Chicks and Chaps. So we're in the process now of, on the 11th, the Saturday, we pick out new all the way around. It's called an installation dinner. So there's, you know, the Ted Bambino is going to be the new president of the Reading Rodeo Association, and new officers and all the ways around. Women's auxiliary, women's rodeo, and men's rodeo. So that, you know, you're going to the meeting tonight. So anyway, we're very involved. It does start now. We did talk about the crab feed on February 1st. That's just kind of come up suddenly, and we were talking about, there was really, usually we know about this date way in advance. So we were talking about that. That's on February 1st, and all the things that are, you know, rolling out
this
in front of us before we even know.
This is the One Safe Place Now Arches crab feed, and as you know, it usually sells out. It's about 900 of your closest friends, all you can eat crab. So that's going to be happening on February 1st.
Yeah.
So if you haven't seen anything, now you know. You went to the store yesterday. Or the day before. No eggs in the store.
No eggs. We're talking Trader Joe's, 12 o'clock.
And the lady you were talking to said, it comes in every morning, but if you're not here, I mean, she says the eggs are gone by noon.
Now, you've been to Trader Joe's. You know that they've got...
They've always had eggs.
They've got three shelves full of eggs and different types, and they have probably one of the best deals in town for a dozen eggs. And I just like to go to Trader Joe's, and I was getting... I was not shopping for your pozole. I was just implementing some stuff that we needed on Monday. And I was surprised. It's the first time I've been to a place
here,
where I thought, no, not
here,
one.
If you're wondering why, here we go. Egg prices have increased nationally by about 38% in the last year, bringing the average cost of one dozen up to $3.65 in November versus $3.37 in October and $2.14 in November 2023. Now, why? And by the way, that's just an average, you know. Cartons of eggs, of large eggs in New York are $6. Midwest saw $5.75, and California as high as $8.97 as of January 3rd. Okay, why? The avian bird flu.
Right, that's what she
said. That has wiped out millions of birds.
And she said every day there's a truck that comes in. They'll be here in the morning. But then again, we were talking, there again, a conversation last night with our group, eggs at Costco. So I don't know. And then I'm going to ask a question.
130 million chickens, poultry, have had to be euthanized because of this. 130 million. But that's not all the reasons that it's the price of eggs have gone up. The demand for eggs has risen over the years. People have to have their eggs. That has not dropped. But this with the supply has gotten tight is what we've talked about. Now, what's the other two reason? Inflation. From farm to fridge, getting fresh eggs to the consumer requires a lot of logistics. So now you're paying more for gas. You're paying more for feed. You're paying more for labor, especially when you get to places like California, who has entered, who had passed legislation about you can, you know, chickens have to be, have so much room, you know. And well, so that has, because some poultry people are trying to, you know, implement that plan, so it's slowing them down. It's going to take a while to get that done. So the compensation for workers has risen 4%, in some cases up to almost 6% higher than, you know, than it was. So that's the reason why that it's, one, it's expensive, and two, there's no eggs.
All right, we got to take a break, and maybe we should think about a we legally in downtown Reading are allowed 4 chickens.
And
we have a space. We could do it. If you wanted to do the hutch, I'd just think about the pooping of the scoop and all that, or the scooping of the poop, and where do you put it? And that's the only thing I worry about.
We've got great neighbors. We just scoop it and throw it
over
their
probably
side.
Would love to go in on it with us. And they've always said, you got a gate. You want to put a gate? Let's just have a gate between our places.
There's an open field behind us,
yes,
too. We could use that as a place
we are
to deposit.
We got to take a break here. It's
chicken,
Carla and Linda Botta.
Chicken guano.
Free Fire Radio. This is 96.5, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. How are you on this beautiful Thursday the 9th? We got a great guest coming up. We can't wait to hear what's happening in the beautiful showroom at Wind River Resort and Casino. So Brandy's in the house. 716, we'll be right back after these messages.
It's a beautiful morning.
Winter anxiety or stress got you down? Got a cough that just won't stop? On your second round of antibiotics? Or lost your taste and smell? Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Reading. We feature our salt cave that feels like the beach, our 10-minute knockout sessions, and our infrared saunas where you can burn 300 to 600 calories. You can breathe easier, clear sinuses, reduce pain, inflammation, and boost your immune system. It's perfect for kids, pregnant moms, and the whole family. And yes, we accept pets. Call us today at 530-338-2094. Visit the gift shop at 1506 Market Street. We are here to help. Call us at 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Reading. Call us today at 530-338-2094.
Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including vinyl records, DVDs, antique jewelry, such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories, such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Are you ready to roll the dice and hit it big? Get down to Wind River Resort and Casino and take your shot at the brand new craps table. Feel the excitement, the thrill, the rush. Whether you're a seasoned player or just getting started, craps has something for everyone. Pass line, hard way, come hit your point and win big. Roll in to Wind River Resort and Casino today. Your luck starts here. For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio right here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And by the way, if you miss a show by any chance, we have them in archives. Just go to our programming on our website, KCNR1460.com, and click on the show, and then click on the archives, and you can listen to any show in case you missed it during the day. In fact, for our shows, you can go back 136 pages to our first show.
Wow.
That's scary. Wow. Yeah, it sounded a little bit different than it is today. Anyway, we are here with Brandy from Wind River.
Good morning.
And Sheik is the what's your title? It's I always think of it as events, but
well, that's funny you say that because we are now the events and catering department. We kind of made it a little bit more
okay.
easy for our guests to understand. So
oh, yeah, because
we are.
Yeah, we work with you all,
yes.
Of course, with the Marine Corps Ball.
Yes.
And we have had the Marine Corps Ball at Wind River for, well,
a
long time,
yeah.
years now.
Years.
And you always treat us so well. And we so much appreciate that. And we work with Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
And Sarah, I've never seen Sarah get ruffled.
Flustered.
Yeah, flustered.
She is
because,
very.
Because we will try to fluster her. I mean, not on purpose. But,
she's solid.
But
she is.
You know, and she goes, we may have to change this out.
But she trained her, Brandy.
We may need two more tables. And she goes, okay.
She has never said,
Carl, you know, you idiot, you ignorant slut.
Well, maybe not to you.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
mean.
But you trained her, and so the thing is, I remember when she was
fabulous.
New.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she was just getting married,
mm-hmm.
and the team up there. So
yes.
I guess we've had the great pleasure of working alongside you, knowing you for
mm-hmm.
all these
mm-hmm.
years, and seeing you grow. And you know what? That's the fascinating thing, is that when you see organizations that are A, organized, and B, are growing in a positive manner. I mean, not only just as an organization, but as individuals. So, you know, I've watched you, Brandy, and so we're excited about having you come on.
There's a third part to this.
Okay.
The same people being there.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, you don't have a large turnover, and that really helps.
Do not. So I started in the department. March will be my 21st year at the casino doing events. And Sarah came with me about 15 years ago. She was 18 when she started working with me.
Wow.
And now she's, I'm going to give her age because she's only like 32, 33.
Where does time go? Yeah.
Yeah. But I have a lot of my team who stays because they really care about providing really great service, and Chef Christy loves providing great food to our guests.
Well, the food, the last couple times we've been there, just because I can only think back about the last couple times, has been really
mm-hmm.
good.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Chef Christy and her team are amazing. They love coming up with new things. I always tell everybody, if it's not on the menu, let us know, because Christy will probably want to make it for you. So.
All right. So we have Chef Christy.
Yes.
Now, when did she join the team?
She's been with me now 5 years.
All right.
Yes. So she's with me, and then we have Hannah, who's been with me for about 10 years now, and she's our captain. You guys have probably met her a few times.
Uh-huh.
She runs around like a chicken. But we have a really great sponsorship program through our group.
Now, this we want to hear about.
Okay. Yes.
Carl, listen up. And all of our listeners, this is a really important thing for you to hear.
Yes. So our department, just last year alone, gave out over $200,000 in sponsorship monies to nonprofits who had their events at Wind River Casino. And what that means is you are a nonprofit. You apply before August of this year, and then next year we will give you 40% off of your food. If you didn't get in with us before that year, we're still going to give you a discount. It's just going to be 20%. So our nonprofits can email events@win-river.com and ask us how to apply for that sponsorship program, and we pay 40% of your food bill when you have an event with us.
So here's what people need to hear. When you're thinking, oh, let's do a fundraiser, or we need to do a fundraiser because we all know that prices are rising. I saw it three times yesterday. We were just talking about eggs, but I'm talking about everything that we personally do. I'm talking insurance, rent. It's all gone up.
Yes.
So you want to be... you want to raise money for something, and you want to do it at a place, but a lot of times it costs so much to put it on that you maybe make a couple thousand, mm-hmm. even though the event you made 10,
mm-hmm.
because you're paying for food and rent, no overhead for all the stuff for the event, and that's a part that kind of feels deflating.
Yeah,
so sure. Now what you're saying, if I'm getting this right, is if you apply before August,
mm-hmm.
you will get, and if you're selected, you will get 20% off, but if you do it again the next year, it's 40% off.
Close.
Okay.
So if you apply by August of this year, and you have an event booked with us for next year for 26.
For 26,
yes,
okay.
We will give you 40% off.
All right.
If you didn't do that last year for this 25 year, because most of our events are...
Booked
a lot
the year?
Of our, but yes, say Marine Corps.
Yeah.
They've already booked for this year. They've already put in their sponsorship. They're going to get 40% off of their meals this year. So every year they apply, they'll get 40% off of their meal. If you didn't get a chance to apply, and this is your first time hearing about it, but you're like, I want to still have an event this year at Wind River, you can still get 20% off if you're a nonprofit. In that nonprofit, you also don't pay a room rental fee, and you don't pay for AV, such as PowerPoint, microphone, things like that.
Yeah, what we have is a television cameras, or cameras, I should say, putting the event on your mm-hmm. big screens there.
Yes.
And
yep.
They're set, mm-hmm. But your guys run around and will move them.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't charge us for that either.
No, we have a great AV team.
Oh,
so
yes.
Joel and Sharon.
This is why we've been able to keep our prices so reasonable for the Marine Corps Ball.
Oh, yeah.
And we had to go up this year, but everybody did with the price of inflation. And our ticket prices, really, I mean, for including dinner and dessert and dancing and, the ceremonies and all that. Plus, we give up these giveaways now, like glasses, on about the 249th birthday of the United States Marine Corps, Shasta Marines, those kind of things. I mean, but we've been able to keep it down because of Wind River and y'all treating us so well.
Yes, and we understand that, and that's I like to call myself bougie on a budget. I like really great things at a really low price.
Yes,
exactly. I like to pass that along. It's hard, like you said, times are hard, but we want to make sure that we're taking care of our nonprofits. So we definitely work with them. We work in their budget. If we don't have something that fits in there, let us know. We can get that for you. So it's exciting.
I've gone to very, much more expensive events at Wind River for organizations.
Mm-hmm.
And And while our ticket prices are lower, the quality of food is exactly the same. Because we'll have the same food in many of the cases. I mean, it's exactly the same. It's not like you're getting fried bologna sandwiches. Okay? It's not like
that. I mean,
like
if that's
that.
What they want, we could probably
yeah,
do
I mean,
that.
We could do that. We could do that. But what I'm saying is, it's not like you're skimping on anything. No. You got the same amount of people coming out and serving. And, yeah.
Yep, we like to, like I said, my team really cares about taking care of the community and the events that come in there. And like you said, whether you're spending $50,000 on an event or $5,000 on a wedding, you're still going to get the same service that you do. So, you know, nothing changes as far as that goes. It might be a little bit different decoration on the table.
Fantastic.
But the food is going to be the same.
Yeah.
You know what? After all these years, I know we were getting a discount. But I never knew why. I just thought it was because you liked this, you know. And by the way, let me tell you about Wind River and the military and veterans. You guys are such supporters of veterans, veterans events. There's so many veterans up here in Shasta County. But, I mean, it's done. There's never any question about it. You guys are out there doing that kind of stuff. And it's really, I mean, it's really noticed.
Mm-hmm. Every Monday, Military Mondays.
Military Monday. Yeah.
Lots of good things.
Hey, we're here with Brandi Jones, and we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It is a community bank. It's a small bank, but it's won national level awards for being one of the best small banks in the nation. They've got four branches, Riverside Way in Red Bluff, on California Street and Hartnell Avenue right here in Redding, and on Ventura Street down in Anderson. Local board of directors, we do business with Cornerstone. We're real happy with them. They treat us well. I kind of think of it as the Cheers of banks. You walk in and they know your name when you go in there. For more information, stop by one of the branches or go to bankcornerstone.com. You won't be sorry. We'll be right back.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark. Join us on Friday, February 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. and enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines, and a fun night out at Turtle Bay Museum. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends. This 21 and older event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out. Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, Friday, February 7th. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Tracy Morgan.
I suffered some terrible injuries, you know.
Live.
And after I came out the coma, I was blind for a week. And where I come from, you don't want to be blind for a second. One day, my uncle's trying to walk out with my heart monitor. I said, Michael, where you going with my heart machine? Try to sell it to another hospital.
February 6th, Wind River Resort and Casino. Get tickets now at windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Must be 21.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved three offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Redding's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReddingHomeHelpers.com. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help.
We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
Good morning and welcome to this Thursday edition. I had to come in specifically today because Brandy's here and I wanted to, you know, all things, what's going on, you know, with a great facility, a great place here in town, and that's Wind River Resort and Casino. And it's the ninth. Good morning, everybody. 7:35 in the morning. This portion of the show is about purchasing an electric car.
If you are ready, an electric utility has rebates available for any of your vehicles. Electric vehicles help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. And visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about all the rebates available. You can get up to $1,000 on an electric bike if you hit the if you meet all the qualifications. And speaking of federal. Today is a national day of mourning for President Jimmy Carter, so federal offices are closed today. The national parks may be open, but you have to check with the park before you go over there. Local banks and everything should be open. The stock exchange is partially shut down, but all federal offices are going to be shut down today. So there you go. Mm. But we're here with Brandy Jones, who heads up the events
and
center,
catering.
The
catering
and all that stuff. And what I found out after doing business with you all for so long is that if by August, if you're going to have an event here and you're a nonprofit, you can get 40% off your food cost.
Yes.
If you get in by August.
Yep.
And I'm just hearing it today, Carl. And what about me? You can get 20%.
Yes.
Yeah, if you haven't signed up before.
Yes. And we're not going to charge you for the room either.
And don't charge you for the room.
Yes.
And we've been having that discount for years and never understood what it was. We just thought, oh, look what they're doing. Isn't that sweet?
Well, you know, I do try to move mountains or events for you, Carl, if I need to.
Well, you all have moved events for us.
Yes.
And it was so funny because we had a day of turmoil in our group and went, somebody's got it next year on November 10th. It was a day of turmoil. And it was, oh, my gosh. And then we got a phone call next day. We moved them. You've got November 10th.
That,
of course, is the Marine Corps birthday.
Yes, and the Marine Corps birthday.
And that's one of the things that's cool about doing business out there.
And the Marine Corps birthday falls on November 10th, no matter what day of the week it is.
We have
do it on the 10th.
Yep.
So it's almost.
We bring 300 people in there.
It's always a good time.
Oh,
yeah.
It is.
And your beautiful cake from, I think, Sublime. Is that right?
It was beautiful.
Sublime.
Always do a great job.
And the only thing I have to do is say, we're there at this time, and then you all take it over, and we don't have to worry about, you know, like this year, we were like running 15 minutes early because things had really gone the way they should have.
That's right. And
I thought, well, we're going to have like, you know, a little break here. People can get up and go to the bar. No, you guys were standing by and here it comes. Here comes the food. And I went, well, that was cool.
Well, we like to make sure it gets out nice and warm. You know, we don't want it to sit there.
Well, we wanted to make sure that we had you on because we loved the fact of what you just shared with us about the nonprofit and what you're doing, which is just, again, you know, we have Tracy that comes on and Miranda and Maria. And they always, you know, we talk about what's happening legality-wise, with the future of the tribe going on to five. Mm-hmm. But we haven't really talked about inside, like what we're doing here. So that's great. Now, you also book the acts.
I do.
Now, how that turns into a whole, like, writers and, you know, booking far enough out and getting people who, what's the word that they use if they happen to be in Oregon or Sacramento and they...
Routed.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And so how do you look out and think, like, for instance, on the 14th of February, you're bringing in Wayne Newton. Yes. That's really happening.
I know.
People heard about it, but they're not sure.
It's the real Wayne. It is not a tribute. It is the real Wayne Newton himself.
And how did that happen? How did that come about?
As everybody knows, Wayne usually has residencies in Vegas.
Right.
So checking out his residencies. And then I do see that he has a little outside travel movement. So we got in touch with the buyer. And so happens he's going to do some routing this way. And I said, I know this is a long shot, but can I get him on Valentine's Day?
Great.
And so we put in the offer for Valentine's Day. And about a month later, they said, okay. And then here we go. So booking entertainment, obviously, is I can't please everybody all the time, but I try to do my best to get a wide variety of people in here for everybody to come and see. So Wayne Newton is definitely iconic. And, you know, when you think casino, you think Wayne Newton. When you think Wayne Newton, you think casino. So it's only right that we have him here before we can't.
Right, so now, exactly.
We have a question.
What?
No, from David.
Oh, go ahead, David.
Hey, this is not a question. This is David Schaffer for the Reading Exchange Club.
Oh, okay.
And we have had our annual Peace Officer of the Year Awards at Wind River for about 40 years. And I'm the chairman of that, so I know for sure. And we never, ever, ever have a glitch. Brandy and Sarah and the staff are sweet and nice, and if we want to do something, they just change it for us. We love them, and we would never change and go anywhere else. It's been talked about.
We do love Dave. He is, like you said, I've been there 21 years, and I think Dave has been, I've been doing that event with Dave for 21 years now, so yes.
Well, you know what, Dave?
Never a glitch.
We appreciate the phone call because it's nice to hear, because it's the same thing with us for the Marine Corps. Every year we have it and for all foreseeable future. But, you know, hearing other people say, hey, it's the same thing.
Yeah,
it just makes life easier.
It does. It does.
Yeah.
The audiovisual is always working and they help.
Did we lose you?
Yeah, he's calling back. But, you know, first of all,
lost,
it's really nice.
It was really nice for him to say that.
That was not planted.
Again, peace officers.
Peace officer of the year, like I said. They've been doing that for years.
Yeah,
and we were there last year for that.
We've been done that. Mm-hmm. We've done that.
Yeah,
wonderful.
We have a lot of return customers. It books up fast, so we always tell if you're thinking about having a party, book it.
Okay, we'll go back to Dave. Hi, Dave.
Is.
We lost you, but you're back on live.
No, I don't think he is.
David? I can't hear that.
That was weird. It just dropped him.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Seen that.
But he said what he wanted to, and we appreciate that, David.
Thank you. Yeah.
Because you're listening, obviously, to the show.
I want to go back into the booking, because I think I booked entertainment in other places before, and it can be
difficult.
Not intimidating, but you're dealing with other agents. That can be difficult.
Yes.
And I don't know why they think they have to be, you know, buttheads, but they can be. So you're have to, that's a whole niche, girl.
It's very male dominated, area. And so I have to go from being, hey, flexible with my, you know, events for banquets and catering to
this is
what stern and this is what's happening when I move to entertainment. But I truly love both things. I mean, they're both different, but they're both so much fun. So I truly love both of those things, and I think my team truly loves doing it. And so I hope that's what shows when we are doing those events.
Right. So you've got Wayne Newton coming up on the 14th. Are there tickets still available?
There are tickets still available. I just got authorization to add some more seats as well. So All tickets are $50 plus fees, so you can come and see Wayne Newton for
$50. Well, because we had some friends that went online, just going to say this.
$50?
Yeah, we had friends that went online and said, the tickets are $150. I didn't want to say they must have gone to a site.
Yes.
That's what happened.
Beware. Yes, beware.
So they need to come through Wind River, just like with Reading Rodeo. Same thing with Reading Rodeo. I said, I've never seen something at Wind River that costs that kind of money.
No.
They really work with people.
Yes. We like you to still be able to come to the show and have dinner and have a fun night out and not feel like you can't pay your bills for the rest of the month.
I don't know if there's a bad seat, because you said I think you said you sold out all of the floor.
Yeah, so the floor and then the bleachers. So, like you said, there isn't a bad seat. The bleachers are great seats. They're elevated.
They're going up,
right
yes. behind. Yeah.
And our venue is smaller, so you're always going to have a more intimate concert in our venue as opposed to, 2,500 seats is great.
Right.
Yes, have that. But with Wayne Newton, who is more hands-on and interacts with the guests, you kind of want that more personal experience.
Right. Yeah. That's great to know. You can just go to Wind River.
It did seem like a lot, because when we say get your tickets for the rodeo from readingrodeo.com, because we've had people go to these other places, they buy up tickets, and they're charging them double.
So our friends went to Wind River.
They're charging double, we're just hearing from you.
Yes. Oh, it's.
So how do we go to get tickets directly?
So if you go to Wind River's website, windrivercasino.com, there's a ticket link there.
There we go.
And it will take you straight to our ticket link site. And yes, you can download the ticket onto your phone. You can have it printed at the River Club.
Okay.
However you want to do it. But once you go outside of that Wind River website and purchasing, like you said, things there.
Right.
That's $50.
Yeah, because I think they said they went to, Wayne Newton at Wind River, and they said the tickets were $150, and I said they can't be right. So I'm glad you clarified that.
Yes.
Go to windriver.com. Mm-hmm. Go to tickets.
Yep.
And now there's been, because we thought it was sold out, it's cleared. Now, when we come back from the break, we've got about 10 minutes left to talk about some of the other acts, because we want people to be on top of the things that you've got out there in the future that sound really good. Okay?
Yes. Sounds great.
All right. We'll be right back after these messages.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festa Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Happy New Year, Reading, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at HavenHumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. They have for non-life threatening emergencies, use Get Care Now to reserve an emergency room treatment time. How many times have you gone to the emergency room and end up being there for 4 hours? Well, now, wait from the comfort and safety of your home and arrive at your projected treatment time on time without having to wait in the emergency room. Get Care Now is quick and easy. Visit the Shasta Regional Medical Center's website and click the Get Care Now tab.
Oh,
that,
cool.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
Frankly, you know, you've got some kind of gastro thing. I mean, your life's not in danger, but you're really uncomfortable with it. Who wants to sit anywhere for 4 hours while you're having a problem with your lower intestines or something? Anyway, that's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. And we're with Brandy Jones, who is the events coordinator, the room coordinator.
Whatever you want to call it. Events and catering.
Events and catering. That's the word I was looking for. And we've heard, the things we've heard is that you can sign up if you're a nonprofit by August for an event you're having that year. And you can get 40% off the cost of your food.
Correct.
And if you haven't signed up and you just hear about it today, you can get 20% off the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Plus the fact of the events they're having coming in. Wayne Newton is rolling in here on Valentine's Day. Already the lower, most of the lower area is, or the seats on the floor are sold out.
Mm-hmm.
But you just got permission to open up the bleachers there.
Yes.
So these are on sale. It's $51, including tax. And then, so you can sign up, but you have to go to the Wind River Casino website.
Wind River Resort and Casino
website. Because
mm-hmm.
other places, as we've discovered, are selling the same tickets for $150.
Yeah,
so why do that?
All right, let's talk about some other future acts.
So on February 6th, we have Tracy Morgan. I'm not sure if anybody
heard country, yes.
And no, Tracy Morgan's a comedian.
Oh,
he's
okay.
from 30 Rock.
There we go. For some reason, you've had Tracy.
Yes.
another Tracy Country act that
Lawrence,
is,
yes,
yes Tracy yes, Lawrence, all right, yes, yes okay.
Yes, we
so
have.
Tracy Morgan, and I've seen the commercial, and he's funny.
He is funny.
Yes.
So he is going to be joining us on February 6th.
All right.
At 6:30, the show starts at 7:30, and tickets start at $45.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Think about that. It's a reasonable.
It's a great week of events.
Yeah, so. And that's a big coup to get
yes.
Tracy Morgan.
Yes,
so
it was.
He's on a, obviously on a big tour as well.
Yes.
All right.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
Outside of February,
We have an coming this year, Mark Wills and Daryl Woolery. Country artist.
Yes.
Them coming this year.
Right.
We'll release that date and all that good
okay.
stuff soon.
You guys do a lot of country acts.
We do. So we have a lot of country and comedian. That's kind of you know what we do. But
mm-hmm.
we try to spread it out. Our demographic seems to like more of the country and
right.
you know the comedians. So.
Country and comedians,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So do you have somebody you've got your eye on that maybe there's a hold and you're not sure yet?
Oh, there's a lot. Yes.
Okay.
We have a lot. And like we were talking about earlier when we moved to I-5, the window for entertainment opens so much larger than, you know, having the smaller venue. So right now we are looking, and they might not be the number ones, the jelly rolls and those, because,
yeah.
you know, we're not going to get those right now. But so we try to get, you know, people that are on the tours, on routed, and those typically are a little bit of an older.
Yeah, when you get the fair date people
yes.
that love to perform in, like, smaller venues, fair dates.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Tracy Morgan on the 6th, tickets
yep.
still available.
Yep, yep.
Wayne Newton on the 14th,
yes.
new release tickets.
Yes.
And then you've got another country act
mm-hmm.
coming up.
Mm-hmm.
But right now we're talking about February, so March, April, May. I know you guys have
yes.
your big March mm-hmm. Reading, the community fund
dinner.
Huge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is a like a toga frat party
right.
theme this year.
Right.
So Marie and I are right now in discussions on what exactly that looks like
yeah.
as far as decorating.
Yeah, because she was saying gods and goddesses, and I was thinking, okay, so does that mean Wonder Woman and a Grecian goddess, or?
Yeah, so we're in the process of figuring out decoration for that, which RRCF is always fun.
Yeah, you get
yes.
carte blanche to just figure the
we
room
do,
out.
We do, and it's fun, but then, you know, you get to throw a curveball in there and, so now I got to figure some classy frat party.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. So what else? We've got about 4 minutes here with closing thoughts about, you know, your team and what you want to say, to our listening audience about Brandi Jones and what goes on with, you know, being in charge of such a large facility for 21 years. What else can we add to this?
If you have your wedding at Wind River, mm-hmm. I am also an ordained minister, so I can perform your ceremony.
Could you marry us right now?
I could marry you right now.
Wow.
You've got to have your marriage license to sign off, but we can marry you all right now.
How about a remarriage?
We can do that, too.
You don't need
wow.
a, you need, you don't need
any
a
day, all day. So, yeah,
well,
so when you come to Wind River, I can marry you.
We
wow.
might do that on the year one day.
Yeah.
Ordained.
Yes.
So,
I have been ordained since 2006. I've done lots of weddings at the casino, outside of the casino, but of course my favorite are at the casino because it's a one-stop shop. And then Sarah and I are both certified wedding and event planners. So when you use Wind River, you get that service at no charge, obviously, because...
Oh, you put the whole thing together then, huh?
We do. So we help them plan from start to finish.
Mm.
We were best in the North State for event venue this year. So
congratulations.
Yes.
Yay.
Hats off to the team
yeah.
for that. And I always, my team is 100%. I'm just here to talk about them because they're Sarah, Hannah, all of them. They're the fabulous
ones.
And
that is the kind of person you are, Brandi.
Yeah.
But when it comes down to it, you always give the accolades out to your people, but when the spear comes, you take it in the chest.
I do. I
no,
try, yes.
No, but that's what a leader does. And because not everything is going to be perfect.
It's not.
Even though that we have never, in the years we've been there, and obviously when David called, we have never had an event that wasn't just.
And you're only as good
perfect.
As your team.
That's 100% true. And you know, my team is usually a lot of the younger folks that are coming into their first jobs learning. And so I feel like it's our job to make them better for their next employer when they have one, or better for their next department within the casino.
Cool.
So that's my goal.
All right. So Wayne Newton tickets. Go to Wind River Resort and Casino
.com.
The tickets are $50 plus a dollar
fees,
plus a couple of fees, but they're not like $10 fees.
No.
They're not like $40 fees when you go to Las Vegas for a room.
No,
these are very, you know, dollar and a half, something like that.
And then make your reservations to have dinner in Seasons that night so you
that's
can
right. It's a full Valentine's dinner. Day experience.
Yeah. Yes, and we will give you $10 free slot play for coming to see Wayne Newton that night, so you guys can hang out and have some fun after.
After Marine Corps Ball, one of our guys went out and won $300.
I love it.
Yep.
Fantastic. Love it.
Okay, Brandy Jones, thank you so much.
Not only for
because running on just a great organization, but for helping the people you do, because you all reach out further than you have to, which is cool.
Yes.
All right. Hey, when we come back from the news, we're going to have the athletic director of Simpson University, and they have started a new sport there that is sweeping the nation. We'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. As the sun beams on a bright but cold day in the nation's capital, it's a final farewell to President Jimmy Carter. All of our living ex-presidents among dignitaries at Washington National Cathedral for Mr. Carter's state funeral. Earlier, his flag-draped casket was moved from the U.S. Capitol Rotunda to the cathedral. Later today, it's a small private service in Mr. Carter's hometown of Plains, Georgia, before our 39th president is laid to rest beside his wife, Rosalind. Years of dire predictions of devastating, destructive, and deadly wildfires are tragically playing out in Southern California. Communities from the Pacific Coast to inland Pasadena being ravaged by the wind-driven flames, with the fires burning out of control.
Officials say the blaze has claimed several lives and destroyed hundreds of homes. At a news conference carried by ABC 7 in Los Angeles, U.S. Representative Judy Chu told L.A. County residents that assistance will come to help them rebuild.
Most important thing is to be safe. So that's why I say to everybody, please stay out of these areas. Please make sure you obey the evacuation orders.
Pasadena Mayor Victor Gordo says about 100,000 people were under mandatory evacuation orders as of early Wednesday evening, but tens of thousands of other people are in a danger zone and have been told that it's best to leave. I'm Donna Water.
Schools and cities from Texas to Georgia shutting down, anticipating freezing rain and snow. In the forecast for much of the southern U.S., a severe weather expected across a stretch from New Mexico to Alabama. National Weather Service says heaviest snowfall likely in parts of Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Oklahoma, and Texas. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Making America great again starts with making America healthy again. You know, I lost over 50 pounds on the PhD weight loss and nutrition program. Nearly 3 years later, I've kept it off. You know why? Because I trusted Dr. Ashley Lucas and the terrific team at PhD Weight Loss. They've been making America healthy for over 10 years. Millions are being spent on weight loss injections that have harmful side effects and lifelong dependency. Do what I did. Take the natural approach that isn't connected to Big Pharma's bottom line. Based on science and nutrition, a proven roadmap that has helped over 8,000 clients lose weight and keep it off. You'll learn how to quiet the cravings, finally release that unhealthy belly fat. You won't be hungry, and you're never going to be taking a medication. How many pounds do you want to lose in 2025? PhD Weight Loss, leading the charge to make America healthy again. Text the word healthy to 717767. Just text the word healthy to 717767 or visit myphdweightloss.com, myphdweightloss.com.
Taiwan showing off its sea defenses against a potential Chinese attack as tensions rise with Beijing.
The island's navy highlighted its Kwangha 6 fast attack missile boats and Tuochang class corvettes in waters near Taiwan's largest port of Kaohsiung. A Taiwanese second lieutenant commander said of the vessels that despite being smaller, they can still deliver what he called a formidable competitive power against the larger Chinese People's Liberation Army Navy ship. The annual drills are held in the run-up to the Lunar New Year holiday to reassure the population of Taiwan's ability to meet China's threats and to boost recruitment. I'm Karen Chama.
Japan's Prime Minister has begun a tour of Malaysia and Indonesia, part of his efforts to further strengthen defense and economic ties with Southeast Asia as threats from China rise in the region. The Japanese PM to meet tomorrow with his Malaysian counterpart. News and analysis. Townhall.com. House Speaker Mike Johnson's talk about drastically reducing the federal government may be popular with the voters, although they're not sure the new Congress will actually follow through.
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 61% of likely U.S. voters approve of cutting back the size of the federal government, including 37% who strongly approve. 29% disapprove, including 15% who strongly disapprove, while another 10% are not sure. The survey of 1,277 U.S. likely voters was conducted on January 5th and 7th, 2025, by Rasmussen Reports. The margin of sampling error is plus or minus 3 percentage points with a 95% level of confidence. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp and other Republicans will push to limit lawsuits when the legislative session starts this month. Supporters say excessive lawsuits are raising insurance rates. Opponents warn that lawsuit limits would prevent injured Georgians from suing over wrongful conduct by property owners. Townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio, broadcasting from the studios of Wind River Resort and Casino, right here at 1326 Market Street, downtown Reading, for Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 9th of January, 8:05 in the morning, in the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Dave's at the helm, and it's his birthday yesterday. We weren't here. And it's National Something Day. So
National Static Electricity Day.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I was brushing my horse yesterday, and she was flinching because when I was rubbing my, you know, brushing, it was causing static electricity, and I put my hand on her neck, and it would just go like that. And she was kind of like, what are you doing? Yeah, so I stopped it. So that was yesterday. I guess today it might be worse. How can you have okay, here's what static electricity does. What's it do there in the production when you're producing?
Sometimes if you're hearing that, yes.
But there's something else that happens.
You're up.
Yes.
Yeah, but there's something else that happens that you'll run your fingers over the board and that static electricity will turn off a microphone.
Right.
I've seen that happen. Has that happened to you yet?
That could be a good excuse for what just happened.
Okay, that's right. It was static electricity.
Sometimes it will change over to, there's buttons over here where you can go on air in the monitor, and sometimes it's just the air. It'll just switch.
Yeah, and that's in the summer. We have seen that with static electricity, that it'll literally turn off a microphone there on a, and, you know, it clicks it. So, anyway, moving right along.
Yeah.
All right, the weather looks like we have about 67 will be our highs today. If you've been outside, it feels like it's in the 70s after what we've been through with our cold spell and rainy spell.
But we do, turned on
we do
morning.
Have gusts as high as up to 20 miles per hour today. So if you're seeing the tree swing and such, clear skies tonight with our overnight lows of around 50. We haven't even covered, and we will at some time, the devastation of what's happening.
I wanted to mention that before we got to Rob here.
And the wind.
What's happening down in Southern California.
Yes. And we went to
you're following it, Rob.
Yeah, we went to a meeting. I went to a meeting last night, and one of the gals there, all of her family lives in L.A. and Pasadena, and what they were going through. And she had a girlfriend that had a house, and that everything around her was burning and she couldn't get out. See, that's the thing about living on the hill, and I know what it was like. I mean, I lived on Lancashire. I'm at the end of the hill, but it was, you still had an access, but when you think you've got those windy hills, that are two lanes.
Yeah, and the road.
And
they're the narrow roads.
How are you getting out? So that's, I'm sure, I don't even know if for some of the years that people have been in these homes, if they even think about a fire escape.
Well, what I saw yesterday in Southern California, devastation. I mean, and they're making, I mean, of course it's national news. We've lived through that. We lived through Paradise. We lived through our car fire, and it didn't get this kind. But then when you're looking at, this could be the most expensive fire in history down there in the L.A. area. But people abandoned their cars on these roads, and here comes a bulldozer.
That's it.
Literally picking these cars up and moving them in beamers, they're shoving them out of the way. And then you find out there isn't water in the hydrants.
Oh,
they don't have the personnel to fight the fires. The mayor had just cut 17, I've heard anywhere from 17 to 25 million out of the fire budget. And then you get hit with something like this. And we're talking about, like, Will Rogers State Park burnt his house down. They were able to get some of the stuff out of their historical things, but it burnt that house down. Iconic High School, where many movies were filmed at, burnt. They were on break, luckily, but that was 3,000 students now no longer have a school. It has just ravished that area, and our hearts go out to them, and we live with this, and we've gone through this. So our hearts go out to them, but it is just, it's devastation, and they still don't have it under control. They've still got the Santa Ana winds blowing down there.
Well, what we have up here after the Palisades fire is burned up to 17,234 acres, numerous homes, businesses, and landmarks along the Pacific Coast Highway towards Malibu. Closures, evacuations, shelters, Eaton Fire, 10,600 acres, many structures in Altadena and Pasadena. Again, evacuation, closures, and shelters. When you think about all those people, where are they going?
It was something like 35,000 people. That was like a day or two ago, so it's got to be probably double that now.
Sunset Fire, 42 acres, and triggered mandatory evacuation orders in Hollywood and the Hollywood Hills. And also the Hearst Fire, which is at this burned 855 acres around Somar. So, so far there's been 5 deaths, over 2,000 buildings, et cetera. And this is just at 40 minutes ago.
And the wind is still blowing. So, there's going to be a lot of questions because of the of no exits, the water not being in the hydrants, the money cut back from the LA fire departments, and the mayor was in Africa when this thing started, so she didn't get back till yesterday. This fire is still going strong, so we'll be giving updates on that tomorrow also, but now. We're with Rob Harley, who's the athletic director of Simpson University, and you've got a lot of things going on out there.
Yes, we do, and it's exciting. But just to follow up on what you guys are saying, praying for the people down there.
Yes.
Life can turn on a dime.
On a dime.
You know, we have no guarantees. And
well, you see a lot of these movie stars. People have got a lot of money, live in these beautiful homes. Those homes are gone.
Yeah.
They probably never thought, being where they were, that they were going to have a fire that was going to hit them like
that. Yeah, it's devastating. So.
And they think it started with fireworks.
Mm.
You know, it started small with some fireworks, and that's what they think. But it'll take a while to figure out what started it. But then when you get a fire like this, as we learned during the car fire, it puts up because the fire is so intense, it blows out, I don't know what you would call them, globs of like pitch, and that's on fire that travels 100, 200 yards and lands on somebody's roof and starts a fire there. Yeah. I mean, you know, so you're kind of like a little firebombing going on, and so they're seeing a lot of that happen.
Yeah. Very sad, very
it
tragic.
Is. It is.
Yeah.
So, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Gosh,
yeah.
Simpson is
athletic director.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about you.
Um, Well, my name is Rob Harley.
Hi, Rob.
Yes, hello.
Iconic, an iconic last name.
Yeah, Rob Harley.
I wish there was some association. Yeah. Life might be a little, you know, better in some ways, but I'm very thankful. So I've been at Simpson now. This is actually 2 years, right on the button. I started 2 years ago. And really excited about that. I grew up in San Jose. I'm California guy. And I'm so thankful to be here in Redding. I love Redding. I love the area. It's beautiful. It's right with my soul. You know, my wife feels the same way. My dad used to bring us up here as kids, and he knew the head coach at Shasta College, and so we were up here as kids fishing and camping and doing different things, and so it's really cool.
Did you ever go out Lake Shasta? You remember that?
Yes.
At all?
We were pretty young, but yeah, it's really cool. So
it's amazing how many people come back here because, just like you, their parents brought them up here when they were kids. They remember Lake Shasta and being how nice it is, you know, the outdoors and everything.
Yeah.
And they end up back here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So,
I want you to know that I think it was the very first day you came in here. It coincided with the Mutual of Omaha bringing in the wild animal kingdom. And they brought in this red kangaroo, which I have a photo of me holding, and a photo of the red kangaroo looking out our window to the world.
Oh, boy.
Here. But the little devil came underneath the table, and he pooped. And you came in that day and sat here on the end and stepped in it.
Oh,
and we
my
did
God.
Not know that he had pooped.
How exotic.
And
what a great story.
That was our introduction to Casey and I for Rob. Yes. You stepped in the...
You said, you're not going to believe what happened to me today.
The kangaroo poo. And then we were in there cleaning it up.
I remember that.
That's a great dinner conversation.
That must be something special.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
To step in kangaroo.
Right. Who, I mean, how exotic.
Who else in Redding can say that? You may be the only person in the North State that's
you're a great sport.
Yeah, that not only were you on the radio, but you got to step in red kangaroo.
Yeah.
Poop.
Yeah, that's legendary stuff. Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick break here. Hey, if you've been injured at work and you're not getting treatment for that injury, you need some help. Well, that'd be Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. He's got the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento. He started it here several years ago. His background is he's a veteran. He's a former law enforcement. He went to law school. He went out. He worked for the insurance companies for a year or two. Didn't like it. Came out. And now, if you're not getting the treatment that you deserve, for whatever reason, you need to talk to Patrick. Give him a call at 530-262-2168. Free consultation, and you're going to talk to Patrick. You're not talking to other people. You're going to be talking to him. You want to go back to work. Your employer wants you back. Your family wants you back. But something's not happening. Patrick Gorman can help you with that. Give him a call, 530-262-2168. This guy is a man of integrity and honor, and he's going to help you. And he's helped so many others. Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. We'll be right back with Rob Harley, athletic director of Simpson University.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark. Join us on Friday, February 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. and enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines, and a fun night out at Turtle Bay Museum. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends. This 21 and older event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out. Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, Friday, February 7th. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
All
owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Tracy Morgan.
I suffered some terrible injuries, you know.
Live.
And after I came out the coma, I was blind for a week. And where I come from, you don't want to be blind for a second. One day, my uncle was trying to walk out with my heart monitor. I said, Michael, where you going with my heart machine? Try to sell it to another hospital.
February 6th, Wind River Resort and Casino. Get tickets now at WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Must be 21.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here with Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning.
KCNR 96.5 FM.
United States of America.
And 1460 AM, your talk radio with us. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry.
Absolutely. 2225 Hilltop Drive. I'm going to be picking up some things that I had fixed, just the little tweaks that you need on pieces, prongs on your wedding rings, or stuff gets loose, especially if you wear it a lot. So you have to, just go in and get to top of the North State, best of the North State again. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full service jewelry store in Redding. Again, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Now with us this morning, our special guest is Rob Harley. He is the head, right?
He's the athletic director.
He's the athletic director, but there are 30 head coaches and assistant coaches and 21 teams under you.
Yes, we have
under your management jurisdiction. Yeah,
we have roughly 21 head coaches, and then the additional would be assistants. So
right,
it's quite an operation.
So that's a lot.
21.
21 teams.
Yeah. Do you?
And you're smiling.
Yeah, I'm smiling. I'm blessed, man. I'm thankful for the opportunity. We have tremendous coaching staff. You know that it makes it fun to work with them, and they're dedicated. They're professional. They do an outstanding job, and we're all kind of as a team focused on growing Simpson Athletics, you know.
So when you came in, you've been there for 2 years, and it's just like anything else. You come in and you have your ideas of how you want to create, again, as you would call, I think the term you used was a culture.
Yes.
And so where do you see the next couple of years going?
Well, what we want is a Christ-centered culture in athletics, and to truly honor God with how we compete in every sport. And that's challenging to do, because you're one side you're competitive and you know you want to win, and culture of sports is different than what we want. And then on the other hand, we want to honor God with what we're doing and represent Him in how we play and how we compete in our, you know, our character. But I feel like we have a tremendous coaching staff that wants to do that, and we are growing in that way. And our culture has grown in the 2 years since I've been there. And I'm really excited about the direction we're going. We've improved facilities. We've grown sports. You know, football came in and has gotten started. We had 121 football players this past fall.
Wow.
And we're going to keep growing that. And they're on a tough road because they are, you know, we're in the Frontier Conference, which is like the SEC of the NAIA. You know, they're, I mean, and they had no mercy this year either. They're like, you know, we don't care. But we, you know, so it was a tough road. But our coaches did a tremendous job, and everybody understands this is a process. It's a growing process.
It is. It's going to take you 4 or 5 years,
yes,
really, before, you know, you grow. Not just you've got the culture there, but to grow a team where you've got guys coming in that understand the program, but it just takes a while.
Yeah.
And as long as your players understand that.
Yeah, and it is hard. It's like, you know it going in. This is going to be tough. But when you experience, losses that are just so lopsided, it's hard. But, you know, we had three home games this year. They were tremendous events where we had great crowds and a lot of excitement. So you could begin to see the vision that Dr. Hall had to start football and what it can mean to the community, and how people can be involved and make these are great Saturday afternoon college events, you know. And we'll have four home games this coming year.
Great.
Out at Foothill, and they've been great in terms of supporting, and you know, it's a great facility out there. So it is a community effort, and we want to continue to grow that. We want to be Reading's hometown university and keep taking steps to do that. So yeah, that's exciting. But we, you know, in terms of, like, you know, where do we want to go? We want to continue to grow. We started flag football, you know, and we're launching that.
Yeah.
And that's super exciting.
Is that female or male or both?
That is male. That's female. It's a sport that's sanctioned in the California high schools. It's a CIF sport, and since they just started a little over a year ago.
Yeah, this thing has been sweeping the country.
Oh,
too.
It's crazy. It's
what is CIF?
It's the California Intercollegiate Athletic Conference.
Okay.
You know,
just wanted to know.
Yeah,
when you said CIF sanctioned,
okay. The governing body of
all right,
the high school sports. And so, yeah, and just in our research, as we looked at launching flag football to continue to grow athletics at Simpson, we found that there's roughly 600 schools playing flag football in California, and there's like 10,000 kids playing women's flag football. And so we were like, wow, I'm like, there's a huge pool of kids out there that, you know, they don't, where are they going to go play their sport in college? And so we're giving them the opportunity to do that. And so we're one of the few in the West that are doing that. I think there's five or six schools in the West. There's some schools down South that are starting it. And so I feel like we're way ahead in this. You know, the junior colleges don't have it right now. So to me, there's a huge pool of kids out there that we can give an opportunity to come to a Christian university and continue to play their sport.
Well, let me tell you, this flag football, you think, oh, flag football. I've seen videos of this, the girls playing.
Yeah. Like rugby with
this is like, yeah,
flags.
I mean, oh, yeah, just pull the flag off. Well, let me tell you, there's blocking, there's linemen, there's, I mean, this is some contact
like
sport.
Like soccer
there.
And rugby, and then there's little flags on the side of your
yeah.
waist. That's
yeah.
it.
And you're running, yeah. you learn how to run sideways and
yep.
backwards and yeah. all these things. Yeah.
It's really cool, and it's women's sports. We want to empower and grow women's sports at Simpson. That's really cool. It's going to be in the Olympics in 2028.
Oh, wow.
Down in L.A. One of our kids could be in that.
Oh, my goodness.
Be participating.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be something?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, there's just a lot. The NFL has a grant that they're you know, providing schools to get started and support it. It, you know, it's part of the Pro Bowl now is flag, women's flag football. They have a
yeah.
segment with that. So there's just a lot going on there.
It'll
just
be a matter of time till, and maybe there is already a pro flag football for women
yeah.
League.
Yeah.
It's exciting. And, I mean, you're seeing passes going down.
Right.
You know, the only thing you're not seeing is, I don't know what kind of, I can't remember, but there's not wearing equipment.
No, yeah,
yeah it's just you run with shorts and your jersey on and the little your little
yeah.
belt around you.
Yeah, it's a low maintenance sport in some ways in that
yeah.
regard. So
wow,
yeah, it's really cool. And we have the job posted for head coach to help come in. I've been kind of helping. Since we did the announcement, we've had a number of kids already begin to apply. And so we're going to have visits with some girls here in January. So yeah, exciting stuff.
Do you remember that movie Out of Our League about Tom Hanks played the coach of the women's baseball during the war?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
No crying in baseball. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I think I'm going to apply for the flag football because I can be as good as Tom Hanks was. I mean, I can chew tobacco and make caustic comments, to it. As long as you have Madonna and a few others on the team, we're going to be fine.
Yeah.
We're here with Rob Harley, the athletic director, who's putting up with my nonsense. We're talking about their newest sports evolution here, and it's women's flags football, which is like sweeping the nation. And Simpson has gotten in on kind of like on the ground floor here. You've already had people applying.
We have coaches
to come to school.
Yeah, yeah, we have coaches applying. We have student athletes applying.
Yeah,
and. I've even watched some film on the girls. I'm like, wow, you know. And we're the only one in the North State, you know, only university.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on in Sacramento area, and there's a lot going on in the Bay Area. And it's just working its way
right.
north.
Yeah.
But so there's a lot of kids within the region that would.
You're not going to have a problem populating that football team.
No, I think I'm excited. I think it's a great one. Yeah.
Great. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. Established in 1960, been in the same spot since 1967. And my friends, this is a barbershop. It's not a hair salon. It's a great barbershop. I haven't had a bad haircut there in, 17 years. Tim and Logan are there now, and Tim owns the place. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments, or you can stop by, but I make an appointment so it works on my schedule. I give them a call at 530-244-9478. And I guarantee you, you're going to get a good haircut. It's a pleasant experience. I can't say enough about it. And it's also man's last stronghold. That's right. Man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Padron 60th Anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape, handcrafted by one master roller using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Winter anxiety or stress got you down? Got a cough that just won't stop? On your second round of antibiotics? Or lost your taste and smell? Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Redding. We feature our salt cave that feels like the beach, our 10-minute knockout sessions, and our infrared saunas where you can burn 300 to 600 calories. You can breathe easier, clear sinuses, reduce pain, inflammation, and boost your immune system. It's perfect for kids, pregnant moms, and the whole family. And yes, we accept pets. Call us today at 530-338-2094. Visit the gift shop at 1506 Market Street. We are here to help. Call us at 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Redding. Call us today at 530-338-2094.
Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including vinyl records, DVDs, antique jewelry such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today is the 9th of January. Today is sunny with a high near 67 degrees. Whoa. There will be some wind gusts as high as 22 miles per hour, not like the 80 or 90 mile per hour gusts they're getting down in Southern California. And the rest of the week, as far as I can see through next Wednesday, it is going to be just beautiful, sunny weather. Lows at night in the 40s and the highs in the 60s or the high 50s through next Wednesday. And the weather report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, a veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated, discounts for seniors and veterans. The Kinney family are just really good people, and they take care of their customers. They do treat them as friends. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. I want to remind everybody that the Shasta Trinity Unit of the Backcountry Horsemen of California are having their annual dinner and fundraiser on January the 18th, a week from Saturday. Dinner's at 6:30, doors open at 5:30. Tickets are only $45, and for that, there's going to be raffles, auctions, and cowboy poetry. And they've got a guy coming in here that's a nationally recognized cowboy poet, plus local poets that come in, so much more that happens. All the profits go to Trails and Education in Shasta, Trinity, and Tehama counties. It's going to be at the Sons and Daughters of Italy Hall on Cedars Road. And if you give Larry Schumann a call at 530-526-0590, to reserve a spot, you can just pick up your tickets when you come in that evening. Linda and I are going to be there with several friends. I'll be emceeing because this is really one of the organizations I believe in. And the amount of work they do to not just planting fish and keeping the trails open, but they support fire crews and the Civilian Conservation Corps crews. And this is a good group of people, and they do great work. I'm here speaking of another great organization, Simpson University, Redding's hometown university. And we have Rob Harley, who is the athletic director. And I just found out today, 21 head coaches. So that means 21 different sports.
Yes.
There at Simpson University. And you're starting another one, women's flag football, which is just exploding.
Yes.
The only thing I could compare it to would be like the breakaway roping in rodeo that all of a sudden it started a couple years ago. Now it's in 600 rodeos, and it's going to be at the Redding Rodeo this year. It's a woman's sport.
Yes.
Just like this women's flag football.
Yeah. Yeah, we're excited to continue to grow women's sports and empower women in athletics. This just fits the whole profile as far as what we want to do. Continue to grow the university through athletics. And then grow women's sports and provide opportunities for everybody. So yeah, we're really excited about the potential. And I think it's, the more I looked at it, the more excited I got.
Well, you know, here's the other thing. I was reading an article the other day that college applications have been dropping and in some universities dramatically, closing of small colleges and universities, across the nation, which is kind of worrisome to me. Now, however, Simpson University has been growing at 10% for the last several years.
Yeah, it's amazing. Dr. Hall has done a phenomenal job. He has great vision. He has great resolve. And he came in and really has, you know, through his leadership and the other leaders at Simpson have done a phenomenal job of turning the university around and growing it, and athletics has been a part of that. It's an amazing thing. And we are a Christian higher education, which to me is one of the reasons I wanted to be a part of what we're doing, you know, at Simpson, because I think that higher education, you know, enrollment has dropped. Christian higher education is a special segment of higher education that I think is incredibly valuable, because you can get an education, you can grow in your faith, and we're going to teach you how to think, not what to think.
That's
and
great.
So, yeah, and you don't have to be a Christian to come to Simpson.
Right.
We just say, hey, this is who we are. We believe in who we are.
Right.
You'll have an opportunity, and we're going to love you. You know, I think it's a very special thing. And so to me, to help contribute to the growth of that and strengthen a university that's centered on Christ. And I believe at the end of the day, God is the one who does the work and has blessed us and has kept us going and has sustained it even when, you know, in some tough times before even I was there. So I feel thankful to be a part of, the process where, you know, we're on the other side of the valley in some ways, and we're marching up the hill for better days, you know. So
Rob, where were you before you came to Redding?
You said
San Jose. You grew up in San Jose.
Yeah, I grew up in San Jose, and then I went to a junior college there, and I went down south to the University of Redlands, and I started coaching football, small college football. So I was at Azusa Pacific down in Southern California, and then I went to Eastern Oregon for a few years. And just like any football coach, I started going all over the country. I met my wife in Redlands, very special place, we've been married 30 years, and so we have two kids, Annie and Tommy, and so God has been with us. But we started down in Southern California, went to Eastern Oregon for 2 years, went to Greenville College in Illinois for 4 years, and this is all football, small college
wow,
coaching.
Okay.
Springfield, Missouri at Evangel University. And then I was in South Florida for 12 years before we came here, at a really big Christian high school. And so, and when they started football here, that's when I started saying, hey, what's going on out there at Simpson? You know, and started having conversations. And then, through that, I had known Dr. Hall when I was at Greenville, and we kind of had known each other. And so we reconnected, and the rest is history, you know, but I believe it's God's called me here, and I'm excited to do everything I can to honor him and what we're doing there. And I believe as long as he's in it, we're going to see tremendous days ahead, for the university, for athletics. And I want our athletic teams to not only just, be successful, to we're transforming lives. Kids are getting baptized, those are miracles in themselves. But I also want our athletic teams to be competitive on a national level.
Right.
You know, if God is big, I want to have big goals and big dreams. And I want our staff and our coaches, our players to buy into that. Because he can do, Ephesians 3:20 says he can do exceedingly abundantly beyond all we ask or think. And so I don't want to have a small vision. I want us to compete on a national level, and that's where we're headed.
Man, wow. That's powerful, yeah. Right?
Yeah, well, we've already had one of the Simpson athletes went back for the Olympic trials, and a swimmer. And, yeah, that was before you were here. And he went back in to try the well, he was invited to the Olympic trials, mm-hmm. Let me put it that way. He didn't make the team. He was close. But that's just one of the things. Imagine, like you said, Olympic sport of flag football, women's flag football, and all of a sudden we've got the starting quarterback.
Yeah.
Or whoever.
Yeah.
That plays on the team. That's just wonderful.
Yeah.
And again, it brings in more recognition, one for Reading and then, of course, the university, but our area up here.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're here with Rob Harley, who's the athletic director of Simpson University, and we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Are you wishing for some cold hard cash this winter? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our $80,000 Winter Wishes Swipe to Win drawing. Swipe your free River Club card daily in any promotional kiosk to win drawing entries or other amazing prizes. Don't miss weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Join us for our final drawings on January 30th and February 27th for a chance to win up to $5,000 cash. For complete details, see WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Invest in your future with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready or transfer eligible in programs like nursing, forestry, teaching, accounting, physical therapy assistant, computer information systems, and many others. Classes are free for full-time students with flexible hours and compressed 8-week options. Perfect for working adults. Ask about the many financial aid options available to help you turn your calling into a career. Spring semester begins January 13th. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
Good morning, everybody, and yes.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the beautiful Wind River Studios here at the 1326 Market Street with our window on the world as we watch people going by. We watch the policemen parked across the street waiting for people to drive by on their phones or without their seatbelts on. Welcome back. 8:48 in the morning, and about, 52 degrees right now. And we're with Rob Harley, who is the athletic director at Simpson University, Redding's own university. We've been talking, of course, about athletics, and what kind of year did you all have last year? We talked about football already. You know, it's a building year, so, you know, okay. As long as their morale is still good.
Yeah, no, they're hanging in there. They're mentally tough. You know, our women's soccer team has gone to our conference tournament for the third time, third year in a row.
So fantastic.
They're doing fantastic work. Our women's volleyball team by local legend, Coach Mike Hayworth, they had their best season ever. They were 10-5 in conference. And they went to La Sierra and had a huge, reverse sweep, to win the first round game. And I was at the game. It was thrilling. It was exciting. And Katie Graham became a regional first team all conference player. Very, very special. She's a senior there. So great things. We had two kids go to nationals in cross country, and that was the first time we've done that. And so you know, there's a lot of great things happening. One thing, I know we're getting to the end here. One thing I just remembered to mention is I had an opportunity to meet Bruce Dean a few weeks ago, and I was blessed by that, and it was exciting.
Bruce Dean, of course, is the founder and CEO of Black Bear Diner, which is a nationwide, everybody knows Black Bear Diner, who has chosen to stay in Redding, and for all these these executives. That's fine. You want to work for me? You're going to live in Redding, California, and we'll never leave here.
Yeah.
That's the kind of guy he is.
No, really cool. It was really cool to meet him. And we sat at the Black Bear Diner and had a little breakfast. Like, yeah. Huge breakfast.
Right.
Like, oh, no. One person, you order. And one thing is, because we've known the Deans a long time, is you're not – they haven't changed. You're still going to get that big plate of food that you can share with three of your friends.
Yeah,
sometimes.
No, but we're trying to build our partnership with them. He's very generous and been very supportive of the bass fishing team.
He is passionate about that. I did not realize that till a couple years ago.
Oh yeah.
I was over his house and he showed me his boat and all that. And I said, "You really into this?" And he goes, "Oh yeah,
He knows what's going on." So we've been thankful for that partnership, which happened before I got here. But in our conversation, he's going to start sponsoring our halftime activities at Simpson, you know, the basketball games, our home basketball games.
Okay.
We're going to have a half court shot where somebody can win $200 cash.
I like that.
Sponsored by Black Bear Diner. So I'm super excited about that. Like, I'm going to get my family out there.
Yes.
Hey, if you start working on your half court shot, you get $200 cash.
That's great.
So, so I'm really excited about that. January 25th, January 30th, and February 1st are conference games. And, those three games, we're going to be doing that promotion. And he wants to get involved in our home football games and stuff. So it was really cool and exciting. And those kind of partnerships are what we need to help, you know, athletics continue to grow. You know, we want to build facilities. You know, I think it should be a first class, you know, collegiate, you know, program. And so we need facilities to do that. And, but local partnerships, connecting, you know, finding, you know, similar interest. That's what we need to do to help it grow. It takes a whole community to really invest in. And so that's my hope, is I can continue to meet people in the community like you guys and Bruce and so many others. So I'm really excited about that.
Your community, advisory team. I can't remember what they call us. It's, you know, we meet once
a
quarter.
Yes.
You got a real eclectic group of people in there, and that, you know, from our community. And I've been on that since day one. And I have watched Simpson change dramatically over the years once Dr. Hall came in. In the things and the ideas and the movement forward. And you all listen to us. You know, people got ideas. We can help with things. But mainly it's the drive that Dr. Hall has brought in, and the people he surrounded himself, like you and others, that Ken White and all these that are continuing to expand Simpson and move it forward, where you're growing every year as opposed to so many others that aren't.
Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah. Yeah, we have a great team, a great leadership team. And, and I think the best is ahead. You know, we've come through a lot, but I really believe that, you know, we're building the new science and technology building.
Yes, that's right.
And that's going to be they've broken ground on that, and they're working on it.
Part of that will be your Veteran Success Center.
Yeah, which is
will be in there.
You know, Bruce Dean is interested in that and involved in that too. And so, to me, like, how can we serve the community? How can we connect with the community and provide, you know, resources and with what we have, and just partner. You know, and so that's the exciting thing. Yeah. And the best is yet to come.
Okay. Mm. Well, that's good. Okay. So, flag football women's flag football is starting, the continued excellence of your sporting teams, the fact that this is the second year for football, 120 players out there. And I imagine your coach has already recruited replacements for next year have graduated and all this. And this is probably a good time for, you know, somebody that's like 30 years old and starting college again. Get out there on the football team. I mean, you're older, you're bigger, you're stronger.
There, you know, it's interesting.
I've been practicing my kicking.
Yeah. opportunity abounds. It is an interesting time, you know, because college athletics is, the NCAA is really at an interesting place. You know, they have the transfer portal going on, so kids are transferring all over the place, which is really...
So university had to cancel their bowl game
because
28 of their players entered the transfer portal, and they can't play after that.
And currently there's this eligibility thing. The guy, the quarterback at Vanderbilt, petitioned, and now they're saying currently junior college eligibility does not count. And so everybody's like, you know, going nuts about that. It's up in the air.
It means he's going to have to stop playing this year, and he used to be at Arizona State, but he
gets another year now.
New Mexico State. Now he gets another year.
Yeah.
Now, why is that important? Well, this is going to be like his fifth or sixth year, kind of like the quarterback at Oregon this year. Been playing for 6 years in colleges. The other thing is the CIF, where some of these guys are getting paid $2-3 million a year to play college football.
Yeah, the NIL.
NIL, that's what it is, NIL.
Yeah. And that's, so eligibility is a big deal right now. And so, and then the NCAA Division I is going to, it looks like they're going to limit, no, there's not going to be any more walk-ons. And so there's probably 600 kids just in football alone that will no longer be able to be a part of Division I football. So
because they're not going to allow walk-ons, like somebody who wasn't, you know, recruited by him, and he comes in and he turns out he's just a heck of a player. They can't do that anymore.
No, they're, you know, and all this will come in April. And so there's all these changes happening. And so, yeah, they're going to cap rosters is what they're, and it's going to be every sport, not just football. So there's going to be a pool of kids like these that will no longer have a place to play. So to me, there's just tremendous opportunity for us in the NAIA because they look at the NAIA like they do to the junior colleges. This eligibility rule is for Division I players only.
Okay.
That's it. It's a very small pool, but everybody gets all excited. I go here, but we are viewed just like a junior college. So you could technically, if this holds, you can come to Simpson, and you could not have your eligibility count go to Division I. So, and then there's this large pool of people that will, because there's no more walk-ons. I think it will benefit us.
I think the pool
will be bigger, and the high school kids are the ones who are kind of lost in all this, you know? And so that's our bread and butter. So we'll continue to go after them. The larger schools are going, you know, transfer portal and some of these other things. So I think for us, it's a tremendous place to be.
Well, it's not only that you get to play, on something you love, but you're going to school. It gives you a good education that emphasizes the education as being part of the athletic endeavors. And with all the, you know, with all the new majors y'all are offering, I mean, this is Simpson. No wonder you're growing at 10% a year. I would expect that to maybe even get bigger.
Yeah, no doubt. So, we want them to graduate. They are student athletes, and that's the opportunity we give them. They grow in your faith, graduate, and then have a great experience in athletics.
We've been with Rob Harley.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Athletic director of Simpson University. You know what? I love it when I hear firing people coming in here. Somebody believes in what they're doing, and everything's working like that. So, Rob, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I'm blessed to be here, you guys.
You bet. Hey, tomorrow, I think.
Friday. I know.
I think we've got, Patrick Gorman's going to join
All
us
right.
tomorrow, and we're going to talk legal stuff. I've got a bunch of legal questions
okay.
to ask him what's going on in America. So, everybody, it's going to be a beautiful day. Enjoy it, and God bless America.
KCNR, Shasta Ready. Regional Medical Center.